give me the flow. It's hot sauce, leave it alone. Let it simmer. I'm a sinner at the Lord's dinner. So when I enter, let the lights dimmer for all the white folks.
I can't be a woman.
Montreal singer-songwriter Adelaya is on the rise. Listen to her critically acclaimed debut album, What We Say in Private, and follow-up EP, Woman Here, now available on all platforms. Follow her to be the first to hear when new music drops. Learn more at adaleamusic.com. Funded by Factor.
The alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided. It is forbidden to leave your home between 9:30 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about other measures in place to fight COVID-19. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Hey, hey, hey.
Funky revolutions,
whoa,
funky.
Hey, hey, hey.
Funky revolutions, funky.
You are listening to Funky Revolutions.
We see the work.
Bringing it back, groove so sweet with the hang clap, move.
with bringing it back. Groove so sweet with the hand clap. Move those feet with the toe tap. Whatever happens to the boom back, we're bringing it back. Groove so sweet with the hand clap. Move those feet with the toe tap. Whatever happens to the boom back, we're bringing it back. Groove so sweet with the hand clap. Move those feet with the toe tap. Whatever happens to the boom back, we're bringing it back. Groove so sweet with the hand clap. Move those feet with the toe tap. The boom, so sweet, hand clap.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Funky Revolutions. Here on the mothership, we do have a kind of solution, sometimes an answer to that eternal question. Whatever happened to the boom bap? From Andrew Ashong and Katie Tatum, their EP at the end of 2020, Sankofa Season, we heard Low Ceilings. We're bringing it back, groove so sweet with the hand clap. Move those feet with the toe tap. Sweet articulation from Andrew Ashong, British Ghanaian singer. Last album or contribution came out in 2014, in fact. So nice to hear him on this collaboration with Katie, who is one of those mainstays of the broken beat. One of the big British producers, whether it was with Herbalizer or with Amp Fiddler or with Bugs in the Attic, he's been all over the map in the broken beat, but also the dance and funk scenes. Their album, Sankofa Season. Before that, Arrested Development, and as I mentioned, an interesting album from this group going way back, 2020's Don't Fight Your Demons. In the next half hour or so on Funky Revolutions, we wanted to look at two groups, I think. The first is Salt, that made quite a bit of noise for their second and third albums released in 2020. A mixture of music, funk, soul, celebrations of Black Lives Matter, revolution and uprising. It's a collective that kind of hides its identity. Some of the members are known, including singer Michael Kiwanuka and singer Laurette Josiah, among others. But for the most part, a group really that is a collective that keeps to itself, and released two albums in 2020, Untitled Black Is and Rise. Two albums that are really quite interesting and good for a kind of mood experience that goes through a number of different kind of musical influences and roots of the Black community in England and London particularly. I think it's an album or a collective that's still looking to ground itself and create a bit more depth. But really, two albums, especially Black Is, out of 2020, that created a lot of attention and really feature, well, give us a lot of promise for this collective, exploring some of the politics of Black peoples. In fact, in their release for Untitled, this two series, they said, "We wanted to mark a moment where we as Black people and of Black origin are fighting for our lives." And I do think you might really enjoy how this funk soul sound that draws a little bit on gospel, reggae, Caribbean vibes, dub, really does in many ways create a swirling, undulating sound. And it's in that spirit that I thought we'd hear a couple of tracks, in fact four, from the two Untitled series from 2020. We're going to start with Hard Life, and it's a mood, it's a large kind of kaleidoscope of images. So we'll just jump into Black Is with Hard Life, Don't Shoot Guns Down, Wildfires, and then one collaboration from a more dance-oriented Untitled, that is Rise with Strong, on CKUT 90.3 FM. The Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions.
be kind to yourself.
Gun sound. Don't shoot. Gun sound. Don't shoot. Gun sound. Don't shoot. Gun sound. Gun sound.
I'm
the music of Salt, two albums from the Untitled series. We heard from Black Is and Rise, that last track from their album Rise. We heard Strong. Well worth checking out, albums and real albums, not single songs, but a whole kind of mood that from this group collective out of London really does the gamut of the diasporic musics in a very modern and militant way. Another group that from another part of the world that continues in the ensemble work and ensemble mentality is a group that we referred to with their 2019 release. And I wanted to come back to The Cycle, that is their 2020 release, From Mourning a Black Star. Really interesting collective out of Ohio, who described themselves on the website as a multi-generational, gender and non-conforming amalgam of Black culture, dedicated to servicing the stories and songs of the apocalyptic diaspora. The group, with multi-vocalists and a number of musicians, really harkens back to the Black arts movements and the ensembles and collective works of the 60s and 70s. I thought we'd also get a chance to listen to some of their music in this next set from that album and the previous one. So this is mostly music taken from The Cycle, If I Can, If I May, followed by Black Music and Devil Get Behind Me on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Ensemble, The Revolution.
My heart is- listen to it.
The ensemble work of Mourning a Black Star on CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Funky Revolutions. My name is Khalid. As we begin to bring the mothership down in the last part of our program, I did want to now go back in time and pay tribute to an important percussionist and rhythm maker, somebody who helped to divine and define a very aggressive, upfront, rhythmic sound. You didn't go to Hamilton Bohannon for the song. You went for the rhythm. Any self-respecting DJ would have in his or her bag a Bohannon beat, as it was defined in the late 70s and early 80s. A gentleman whose style was in part a consequence of an accident he had in the 60s, injuring his right foot, and so he would use his left on the bass drum, and that gave it a particular pulse and singular sound that would move into the 80s funk and be used from anywhere from the Talking Heads to the Tom Tom Club. His four to the floor sound rhythm was really just about keeping people moving, and he was very proud of his ability to do so. Bohannon passed away last year at the age of 78. He would start off playing with Jimi Hendrix, spend a lot of time working for Stevie Wonder. he wasn't a session player more than he was really a band leader. And he would join Motown in Detroit as one of their top band leaders, supporting on the road a lot of the big stars, from Diana Ross to Marvin Gaye to the Four Tops, as Bohannon and the Motown sound. His solo career really took off when he didn't follow Motown in its relocation to Los Angeles in 1972. He'd stay put and over two decades develop his own sound of proto-disco, putting wah-wah guitars up in the front funk with long drum breaks and a heavy, deep, thubbing bass. He would really kind of set up a sound where he would really define it. But I mean, as I said, if you were are a funk or were a funk DJ, Bohannon certainly was a floor slammer, four on the floor style. He would release in 1973 his first solo album, Stop and Go. And instead of going to the title track, I thought we'd start with one of his classic tracks, The Pimp Walk, on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. This is our tribute to Bohannon. We'll be right back. the relentless rhythms of Bohannon's beats. In fact, one of his most popular and well-known songs is the Bohannon beat, which we'll get to in a moment. His sound really developed through the mid-70s, but it was really 1979 to 1981 where he would make the charts with tracks like Disco Stomp and Let's Start It All Dance Again, or Let's Start to Dance Again. His work has been sampled all over the place, from Jay Dilla to Jay-Z, Snoop Dogg, and even Timberlake. Much of his work is really about the driving rhythm, and he really said that that's kind of where he was attracted to music. He would like stick his ear to the speaker and want to dance, dance, dance. It was through his work amalgamating the funk, early funk influences from funk to rock funk, and some of the work of Sly and the Family Stone, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, people he'd played with and worked with in Motown, that really engendered the Bohannon sound. And as you'll hear in a couple of tracks as we move there, it was a sound that's very similar from album to album, but refined over the years. So we'll give you a selection. Thought is, we might as well go to the Bohannon beat, which was my first record of his, and then look at some of the other elements. So we'll a little medley of Hamilton Bohannon's work, Bohannon's beat, and well, let's listen to a little bit of the foot stomping music as well as Truck Stop on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. a little medley of the Bohannon Beats, our tribute to Hamilton Bohannon, who passed away last year, the pulsing dance floor drummer, percussionist, band leader, and also producer. We heard in there two selections, 1974, The Truck Stop, and really the song that would be taken up again and again and redefined and refined, Bohannon's Beat from about 1978, 1979, Bohannon's Beat Part 1. As I said, you don't go to Bohannon for his songs, you go there for the dance floor, four-to-the-floor rhythms. And that style and the sense of band leader, performance, getting people to groove, animated also his production work. And as we end this flight of the mothership on Funky Revolutions, we go to one of his longtime collaborators, a woman who would be featured on his music, in his records, and who would also be the fruit of some of his production. This kind of also gives you a sense of where the emphasis was put in terms of his work and his production. This is Carolyn Crawford, her album, 1978, one of two on which they collaborated. My name is Carolyn, and this is Coming On Strong on Funky Revolutions. Pleasure to be with you. I was Khalid, reminding you as usual, free your mind and our collective ass will follow. Hey, hey. We'll be right back.
CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sankar.
And along with the rest of the crew, DJ Nicholas. Special guest DJ. With the news, Tara. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. On CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.